thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made us to our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I saw and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the animals and the elders. And the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And the four animals said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives for ages of ages. So did you notice some of the things that the angels did to worship the Lord? Some things that we also do. The first thing it said is that they fell down before him. They went down on their knees and then they probably put their face right on the ground before the Lord. And the elders also cast their crowns before the Lord. That means our wisdom, the things that we're really good at, we're not good at it because of us, but because of you, O Lord. And it mentions prayers in there, which we also do. And it mentions a new song that they sang, and we also sing songs. And they said, Worthy is the Lord. Thou art worthy to receive power and glory and blessing. That's what they said. And we say something similar when we say, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So that's some of the ways that the angels worship the Lord and that we also worship the Lord the way the Lord has taught us and the way the angels show us. Now, why do we worship the Lord? Well, the main reason is that we love him. The Lord does so many good things for us, and we're thankful to him for all the good things. That's what they meant when they said, Thou art worthy to receive all blessings, because all blessings come from you, Lord. And we're also seeing that the Lord is so great, the God of the universe, who cares for all the people on all the planets in the universe. And we are so small compared to the Lord. And we see that the Lord is so good, and we are not good by ourselves, but only with the Lord's help. And we are not wise. Only the Lord is wise. The Lord teaches us to do useful things, which we would never know without the Lord. And so we worship him to say thank you. So can you think of some other stories in the Word where people also fell down and worshiped the Lord? Like you might remember a story that says, And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. That's, of course, the story of the wise men. Or you can think of the Marys, the two Marys who met the Lord on Easter. And they were so glad to see him, they fell at his feet and they hugged him around the feet. And they worshipped him in that way. Or you can think of Joshua, leading the children of Israel to fight in the land of Canaan and conquer it. And he met the commander of the armies of the Lord. And he fell down at his feet and says, What does my Lord command me? We can see that all these people worship the Lord. And it's good for us to worship the Lord too. What does the word worship mean? The worship idea has the idea that the Lord is worthy. Worship and worthy are similar words. The Lord deserves that we should give him all our thanks and all our praises. In Hebrew, the word for worship is to fall down. That's what it means. And so when we say, when we read from the Psalms, O come, let us worship and bow down, what it's saying is, let us bow down to the Lord with our hearts, and let us bow down to the Lord with our minds. In Latin, the word for worship is like cultivating a garden. That's an interesting way of worshiping the Lord, isn't it? Sort of when we actually work in a garden, you have to get down on your knees often. But the main idea of this is that we need to grow our relationship with the Lord. We need to grow in our understanding of Him and our love of Him and our obedience to Him by keeping His commandments. The word culture is related to the word for worship in Latin, in the healthiness and the happiness of the culture that we belong to depends on how well we know and worship the Lord in our lives. Now, you might know that the most important way to worship the Lord, to love Him, what is that? Is it by saying prayers? No. What is it? The Lord says in the Gospel of John very clearly, if you love me, what is He going to say? Keep my commandments. It's very simple. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's the best way to worship the Lord, is by keeping His commandments, because we're doing what the Lord wants us to do. We're acknowledging that He knows what's right to do, and we don't know by ourselves. So we're really worshiping the Lord. In that way, we can worship the Lord every day, from the time we wake up in the morning till the time we go to sleep at night. We can keep His commandments and worship Him all the time. So why does the Lord also want us to come to church and read His word and that sort of thing and worship Him in that way also? Let's think about that again in a moment.